vessel, the peace ship, which left Marseille's harbor on May the 19th, has been impounded by the Egyptian authorities at the entrance to the Suez Canal. The boat was arrested last Tuesday week, about 4 miles off the Israeli seaboard limit, and towed into Izmir, about 5 miles from the canal entrance. The arrest was made on the suspicion by the authorities that the purpose of the peace ship was to transmit anti-Egyptian propaganda, with time booked by the Israeli government. Peace ship director A.B. Nathan denies this charge, however, and claims that the vessel was only going to broadcast messages of peace and loving awareness, similar to Caroline, but with a Top 40 format as a music base. All transmitting equipment has been removed from the vessel, along with the three studio complexes. The broadcasting staff, including program director and former Capital Radio man Keith Ashton, Tony Allen, formerly with Caroline, Bob Noakes, and Daffy Don Allen, are all in Egyptian jail at Izmir, awaiting trial for treason, which in Egypt, along with most countries, carries a mandatory death sentence. The original claimed proposal for the peace ship was to anchor in the Black Sea and transmit 24 hours a day on 190 meters. The situation regarding the choice of 257 meters for Radio Orwell in Ipswich is now critical, according to the Engineering Information Department of the Independent Broadcasting Authority. The problem with the transmissions from Radio Mi Amigo, two channels away from the proposed frequency for Orwell, is so critical that the service area is only likely to extend some 3 miles from the MF transmitters at Manston Farm, which itself is some 4 miles from the centre of Ipswich. 2 weeks ago, IBA engineers were in Ipswich making field strength measurements on the Mi Amigo, and they submitted a report regarding the field strength measurements of the boat's transmissions to the Home Office, asking for fast action against Caroline or the authorization of a frequency change. No reply has been forthcoming as yet, but it's unlikely that the Home Office will permit a change of frequency in light of the policy regarding Capital Radio and Veronica on 539 meters 2 years ago. The solution must be accelerated by the fact that Radio Orwell are anxious to be on the air by late autumn in order to catch the pre-Christmas advertising boom, and also that the IBA are required to have all the stations operative by the end of 1975 in accordance with a government instruction. The trade, that is test music date, run-up period for Orwell is October the 10th, which means that installation work at Manston Farm is imminent, and a decision will have to be given by the Home Office about the proximity of Radio Caroline within the next month. Home Office officials working independently of the Ipswich problem are in the final stage of preparing legal action against the Radio Caroline Shore organization. There are long outstanding prosecutions against six disc jockeys, as we've mentioned several times on Music Week, and in recent weeks some of the strongest reminders about the Marine Offences Act have been sent to various record and music companies who are known to be cooperating with Radio Caroline. The station's music director has recently been cautioned under the Marine Offences Act, with a promise of a subsequent prosecution. And in the course of the last week, the investigating team have interviewed two more disc jockeys and also the alleged boss of Radio Caroline, Mr. Ronan O'Reilly, at his Chelsea flat. The prosecutions for tendering the Mi Amigo, alleged by speedboat from the Essex coast last November, are absolutely imminent, and we're informed that the summonses will be issued within the next fortnight for a prosecution date in September, initially at a magistrate's court. The team of investigators is under instructions by the Home Secretary to get Caroline's English language programs off the air by September, and they appear to be unconcerned with the broadcasts of Radio Mi Amigo in Flemish and Dutch. We understand that if legal methods are unsuccessful in removing Caroline's transmissions, then more drastic methods such as intercepting and detaining broadcasters could be used. This would affect the broadcasts of Radio Mi Amigo as well, as the English DJs are required to change the Mi Amigo program cassettes during the day. We should have some more developments on the situation within the next 2 weeks.